Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Turning now to that breaking story this evening, which you heard in the headlines, at Dublin-based South TD, Owen Hayes has been suspended from the Social Democrats parliamentary party with immediate effect, they say. It comes after Mr. Hayes confirmed that he sold his shares in software company Palantir for just under €200,000 1 month after he was elected to Dublin City Council. Social Democrats Deputy Leader Kian O'Callaghan issued a statement this evening outlining why Owen Hayes had been suspended, saying this is a serious matter. It's imperative that the media, who hold politicians to account on behalf of the public, can rely on the information they receive from elected representatives. Well, Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson on Foreign Affairs and Defence, Matt Carthy, joins me now from our Edictus studio. Was also the Director of Elections for Sinn Féin. Matt Carthy, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Cormac.
Now, we have reached out to Owen Hayes, of course, and he's welcome on this programme to give his side of the story. But how does Sinn Féin see this?
Well, on the face of it, I think this is an incredibly serious matter. It's quite astounding. Had this information been in the public domain 2 weeks ago, it's my very firm belief that Owen Hayes wouldn't be a TD today and that Chris Andrews would be a TD.
We don't know that for sure, though.
There's no way of knowing that for sure, but I think people could take it when you consider that there are a number of political parties, Sinn Féin being one, and I would say the Social Democrats being another, that are very clear and unequivocal in terms of our position of those who profit through companies, shareholdings or otherwise from the occupation and the annexation, and particularly from the genocide in Gaza. I would have a safe assumption that anybody who voted for the Social Democrats 2 weeks ago would have done so in the belief, at least, that their candidate wouldn't have had €200,000 of shares as last July.
There's no way of knowing the outcome if this was known before the election, but it's your contention then that this materially affected the outcome of the election.
For sure. I think anybody who looks at this objectively would come to the same assertion as I have, and I think most reasonable people would, in fairness to them, when we have debated issues like the Occupied Territories Bill, the Illegal Israeli Settlements Divestment Bill, when we have called for an end to the signing off on export licences of dual use items that could have a military use to Israel. The Social Democrats have always been clearly part of the cohort within the Dáil that have supported such initiatives.
Yeah.
And I think it would be taken as a given that any candidate who was standing for the Social Democrats would have a similar disposition and would not have allowed themselves to be in a position where they held shares in a company that profited quite substantially from the Israeli attacks on the people
of
Palestine.
Or what should happen now, though? I mean, he has apologised. He has said, Owen Hayes, that he had absolutely no role in anything related to military contracts for the Israeli military or for anyone else. So what do you think should happen?
Well, there's a number of issues. He profited personally from a company that benefited from Israeli breaches of international law. Let's just call them what they are in the first instance. And then he wasn't forthcoming. And I'm very careful about my language here because it could be, and I'm sure many people would use much stronger language, but he wasn't forthcoming at all in terms of the period of time in which he held the shares and the time in which he divested from those shares. The one thing we know for certain it was that it was after he was elected to Dublin City Council.
Yeah, just to be clear for people, the local elections were in May, isn't that right? And he's saying now he sold those shares in July 26th, I think.
Yes, so I think the local elections may have been the first week in June, if I recall correctly,
yeah.
But it was in that time frame. But it is clearly the inference that was given, including on his electoral returns, in which he talks about having divested from these shares within the last 12 months. There was clearly an inference given that this had been before the local elections,
so
before he'd been
Matt
elected.
Carthy, then?
Well, in my view, as I say, I believe Owen Hayes was ostensibly elected on false pretenses. I believe the honourable thing for him to do would be to resign his seat in the Dáil, because I don't...
Entirely, as a TD?
I think so. Now, it's a matter for him. Are the standing orders of the Dáil or the Constitution don't provide any mechanism for that to happen other by his own resignation. But I don't believe it is...
Hang on a second here, because he has been... I mean, the Social Democrats, his party, have acted very swiftly indeed this afternoon. They've suspended Owen Hayes from the parliamentary party with immediate effect. Owen Hayes is saying that he had no role, as I say, in related to any military contracts, even the Israeli military or anyone else, any other military. He stated quite categorically and clearly at the press conference, Matt Carthy, this afternoon, that he says, I stated I had sold the shares before I entered politics. This was not true, he said. It was a month after I was first elected. I unreservedly apologised for providing incorrect information, and I am now correcting the record, he says, quite clearly. Notwithstanding that, you say he should resign as a TD.
And that is because, as I said at the outset, I have a very firm belief that if the electors of Dublin Bay South were aware of the information that we are aware of today, that Owen Hayes would not be a TD, that in fact Chris Andrews, somebody who has a pristine and long-standing record in support of the people of Palestine as well as the people of Dublin Bay South, would be a TD today.
Well, there was about 700 votes or so thereabouts between them at the end of the day after the 12th count, I think. So if he doesn't resign, let me put it to you this way, would you mount a legal challenge?
No. At the end of the day, as I say, ultimately it is for Owen Hayes to decide his own fate in terms of being a member of the Dáil. It's a matter for the Social Democrats in terms of how they deal with their own disciplinary procedures. And I do welcome the fact that they have acted swiftly in terms of enacting a suspension. And I think, you know, they'll obviously be accountable and held accountable for how they deal with this going forward.
Okay.
But as I say, this is very disappointing, because Ireland has a relatively good and strong record in respect of the issues pertaining to the breaches of international law in Palestine. We have often argued that we needed to go much further. Those among us that have argued such have included the Social Democrats, and it is deeply, deeply regrettable that we find that somebody who is elected on a Social Democratic platform ended up having profited from the illegal actions that we refer to.
Look, you're calling for the resignation of Owen Hayes, TD, TD newly elected in Dublin Bay South. Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin, thank you very much indeed. As I say, we've reached out to Owen Hayes. If he does want to tell us if he's considering resignation or not, he could simply email drivetime@rte.ie. You can call the programme and let's clear this matter up quickly. But for the moment, Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin, thank you.